We're talking about this case with a 73-year-old man who the family is now saying was denied a bed because they were too full of COVID patients. And the family members say, in honor, in the obituary, in honor of Ray, this man, 73, died. In honor of Ray, please get vaccinated if you have not, in an effort to free up resources for non-COVID-related emergencies. The question we're talking about this morning, because it's come up, should those that did not get vaccinated move aside for somebody that has a COVID or a heart-related ICU problem? First come, first serve on beds, or should there be priorities in making decisions? There has been before. Your thoughts, 888-915-105. Lightning round. Let's go to Ashton here in Tuscaloosa. Ashton, quickly, trying to get to a bunch of calls. Your thoughts on this one?
So hospitals aren't necessarily at capacity. They're firing healthcare workers because they don't want to get vaccinated. That should be a personal choice. And that's why there aren't enough beds. It's not because they're so full that they can't take on anybody else. They're full because they legitimately don't have enough people to care for the extra people that are coming in. Not necessarily extra, but just people that would normally come in at an average time.
So you're saying it's just like the restaurants. There's 100 tables there, but we can only seat 50 of them because we don't have the staff, even though there's empty places over there. That's a decent point. Joe's got us on in Birmingham this morning. Joe, good morning. You're in Alabama's Morning News. Go ahead.
Hey, JT. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, I totally concur with Cindy and Bruce. So the first thing you said...
What, that I'm fat or that I'm a liberal?
Well, kind of both. I've been listening to you for a long time. And
so you think I'm a fat? Hey Joe, have you ever met me, Joe? Do you know if I'm obese or not?
No, I didn't. But I've listened to you for a long time, and the first thing you said this morning was, "ICU beds are being filled up with people that don't have the vaccine," and you said that's just a fact, and that's not a fact. The fact is,
what's your data? Where do you get your data?
Not even be true.
Joe, where do you get your data on that? How do you know it's not true? Joe, how do you know it's not true?
You've got a whole bunch of callers calling up going, JT, the fact that there aren't beds is because of a staffing issue. That's
well, the medical personnel I talk to, Joe, says there is a problem because the beds are full. It's starting to get better, as we just mentioned in the news, that the hospitalizations are starting to level off. But every medical professional I talk to that probably has more data on this than you do, Joe, says the beds are full, but thanks for the call. Billy, quickly in Jasper, go ahead. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Headed to work at one of the hospitals right now. I will tell you, the caller that just called in, the beds are full of people who don't have vaccinations. The vast majority of people in the hospital are unvaccinated. I do think that everybody should get vaccinated that can, but with that said, we can't deny care, and we can't shift people around based on their personal choices. The majority...
Very good. You're right, Billy. You're absolutely right. It's a slippery slope. We start making those decisions at the front gate of hospitals. While you're a smoker or you eat too much lasagna, therefore we're going to go to somebody else that's healthier. You're right. We can't make those kind of decisions based on condition. I think, if you're sick and you need care and there's something available for you, you ought to get the care. Agree with you there. But you're right. What you say about the unvaccinated and those that are in hospitals, that's what I hear from medical professionals. You work in the hospital as well, or wherever you're going to work, and you concur that as well. Some of these people that call up and say, that's not true. I don't know where these people are getting their data, their information from, and their sources on this, but what I'm hearing from medical professionals is that the majority of the people with coronavirus that end up hospitalized are unvaccinated. All right, thank you all for the calls. Appreciate you.